This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's our friend, Richard Eric.
What?
What? That was a sneeze.
Was that a sneeze?
I tried to.
You just combusted?
It was like I combusted.
I just looked up. You're doubled over.
To keep it in. And it just made it worse.
Well, you know, it can only come out one end and you've just got to be very careful with the...
Well, my jeans fell off, so I just put my pants back on.
We were just listening to that ad for Richard Eric, and he's a very good friend of the program, and he'll be in a little bit later on, so we won't be able to hide from this. But we were saying he's got, well, you know, that's the thing. We were talking about the gay male accent, and he does have it, and it's beautiful. I love the way he speaks, but it's non, it's not mistakeable, is it?
No, it's not your Aussie bloke voice.
No, that's right. It's just it's distinctive. He's got the a slight sibilance and a very distinctive gay accent. And I was saying to Dano, do you think there's a lesbian accent?
You know, you've got, I've never thought of that before. You've got me really stumped. Is there?
Is there?
There's definitely a look. But is there a voice?
Do we have it? Are we it?
I don't
have
think
I got a lesbian
have.
Accent?
Let's ask our listeners.
I don't know.
Is there a lesbian way of speaking?
That's right. Mm. Is there?
Well, let's ask because I don't know.
I don't know. You can text us 0427 Joy949 or email us on air at joy.org.au. Look, it doesn't have to be about our accents.
You just text in about anything.
I think it might be a deeper voice. I don't know.
Do you think?
I don't know.
That implies
I know
a hormone issue.
Does it? hang on.
Joy!
Speaking of lesbian accents, Dano, because that was a distinctive accent, but we don't know if that is. We've had a listener text in and said, yes, there is a lesbian accent. Yes, it's distinctive. And yes, you have it. I am the voice of, yeah, I don't know. Interesting. People have got things to say. I think we should develop one.
A lesbian accent?
Why not?
All right. Let's, during the next break, let's have a think about what the definition of what that would look like or sound like.
Well, yeah, it's very hard to say about what it would look like. It would look like this.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. You're with Dano Mason, and we are driving you homo right up until 6:30. And I play this song by Madge by way of an introduction to our next guest, Dano, who is Mr. Richard Eric. Richard, welcome to Joy 94.9.
Hi. Welcome to Joy, just for the first time ever.
I know what everybody's doing. So anyway, jokes in the studio. Hey, Madonna, Into the Groove. Tell us why we're playing that.
Well, the name of my podcast is Into the Groove.
Yeah, so.
And every episode I will choose a classic album and then take a look really in depth at the album.
Forensically look at, I like
yes,
to say.
Yes, CSI... albums.
Have you? You've now
you
just
rename it.
You've now just dropped your fifth. Is it five?
No, this is episode six.
All right.
Yeah, it's episode six.
Keep up, Mason.
Well, what did I miss? Because I've listened to them all.
Pet Shop Boys, Kylie Minogue.
Yep.
RuPaul.
Dixie Chicks.
Dixie Chicks. Madonna.
Okay, I didn't listen to RuPaul. I have no interest.
But it's a real sense. But you have interest in me, don't you?
Yeah, so I'm going to listen to it in that way. Let's get rid of Madge there. So you've got a new one coming out. Is it up on the iTunes now?
Yeah, it's already out. It is the album I Am a Bird Now by the collective that was once known as Anthony and the Johnsons. Mm-hmm. Since 2014, Anthony has been known as Anoni. Because she's a trans woman, so she made that very public and clear in 2014. And now that's the name that she records under. But back when this album was released, it was Anthony and the Johnsons.
So now Anoni and the Johnsons?
No, the Johnsons have kind of been dropped.
Okay, so
the Johnsons were always kind of like...
Is Anoni Anthony? Well, yes. So was this artist formerly known as Anthony?
Yeah, same individual, came out publicly as a trans woman, which is kind of an odd thing because a lot of her recordings previously were all about being gender diverse and sort of living in a society where what you present on the outside is not how you feel
it was
on
the
inside.
I don't know. Nothing in a box, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you like this album going into this?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, this is like a Desert Island Disc.
Oh, right.
Level.
Okay, right.
Of all the albums I've done so far, if I had to rank them
all,
this
is just like one big, long, protracted Desert Island Disc episode for you, doing all of your... Yeah. Have you done any podcast that you, of an artist or an album that you haven't liked?
No. The one that I liked the least would probably be the RuPaul album.
See?
Because, but I love RuPaul. It's just her later work is kind of better for me. But that original album has the best storyline because that was her rise to fame. So I had to pick the one with the best story that I could tell. That makes the most sense.
How have you been handling the gender issue and the naming during your podcast? Has it been hard to work around that? Because I guess you're referring to the artist who was Anthony at the time of the recording.
And Anoni was presented as male at this time. Whenever she was in the media, she was referred to by male pronouns. And that is obviously how I always thought of her for many years. So when she came out as trans, which again, it seems obvious now when you listen back, like, hello, this is what most of her music is about. But there was an official point where she was like, I am now Anoni. I did have to sort of rewire my thinking a little bit. And in the podcast episode, when I talk about the group, because it is a group of musicians that made up the Johnsons as well, I refer to them as Anthony and the Johnsons. But anytime I talk about Anoni as an individual, just out of basic respect, use the
amazing
the current,
voice,
the current name.
And lucky that she can sing, because she's sure as shit not getting in the military.
Well, could you imagine?
No.
Anoni and do they have like a piano? They have Boogie Woogie Boogle Boy.
There'd be a band. That's what they should do. Just reassign.
Well, they ship people out there to entertain. Yeah. She could just be there permanently.
Good idea.
I think she's got better things to do.
Get on to Don Don.
Don't
about
you think that would just be quite something? Anoni going out to entertain
the troops
with
some... Do we still do that? Do still have people go out and entertain?
Yeah. It's a big industry, mate.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah. Tanya Zayeta. Do you remember that story?
Yes, I do. Not for on-air... Repeating, I say.
Well, she went to entertain the troops.
She sure did.
Well, there's obviously a dirty story here.
There is a dirty story.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Saucy story. Now, what's going on? Tell us about the new one. Tell us about what have you done with it? What's the interesting aspect of this podcast that I would like to expect?
We're still talking about the Anoni episode?
Yep.
Yeah. I think the most interesting is the way that Anoni came from really absolutely nowhere. She was in her mid-30s at the time, singing very uncommercial music. She was sort of discovered, I put that in quotes, sometimes I figure it on the radio, doing quote
you
fingers.
You need to do a...
Yeah.
on air.
She was sort of discovered by Lou Reed.
And, oh, wow, how bizarre.
And Lou Reed put her into his album and tour, The Raven, and that was sort of how she got recognition. And then I Am a Bird Now came out, and even though she was born in Britain, she... had lived in the US since she was about 12, and she won the Mercury Music Prize, which is a very prestigious British music award for the best British album. And there was like a controversy surrounding the fact that she had the album was made and produced and written all in the UK, in the US, sorry. Yeah. And so then she just swooped in and snatched the Mercury Music Prize. And then I talk about how even though Anoni is very out and proud trans woman now, she still runs into difficulties. Like at the Oscars last year, I'm not sure if you guys heard or remember that she was nominated. I think the second ever transgender person to be nominated for an Academy Award, which is pretty incredible. But out of the five nominees, they asked Lady Gaga, Sam Smith, and The Weeknd to perform at the Oscars, and they did not ask Anoni.
Snub.
Yeah, snub. And she said in a big open letter, which I read a huge chunk of it in the podcast because it's important and it's really a good insight into how she's feeling current, like present day. She talks about how she knows that she's probably just not famous enough to perform at the Oscars, but it really is like a systematic denial of opportunity for trans people that is not solely based on, I mean, really, there's five nominees. They can do a 17-hour Oscar ceremony.
Yeah.
They can fit in all
five,
I think.
Yeah, there's some other stuff they can cut.
Yeah.
Like the bit where the guy gets up with the suitcase and does the this is how the, like the wrong award giving. That, yeah. They could cut that bit out.
Yeah, that segment is played out. that wrong award
they've
segment.
Done, they've done that.
Come well, the on. Dance version of the best picture Oscar nomination. Yeah, the interpretive dance version.
That album, I Am a Bird Now, was problematic in my office because mm-hmm. we're, you know, four designers sitting in one space, and every time that album would come on, there was two of us that loved it. I loved that album until I didn't, because it was a sort of, there was always tension around it because the two younger designers would be like, I can't have this shit. And it was always fights over it. So now, Pavlov's Dog Style, whenever I hear it, I go, it's a side under my bed.
What was their problem with it?
I think it's the voice is challenging for some people at a pitch level.
It's quite a voice. It was challenging because I was 15 when it came out and I was playing it constantly, and my mum didn't like the pitch of the voice either. I don't think she was
probably
a huge
fan. Probably wasn't that keen on you anyway, Richard, and your music and your obsessiveness.
How rude.
How very dare you. Now, just quickly, I have to say that Dana and I, and I'll have to tell you because we did say it on air, you were doing an ad for your lovely podcast on air before, and I said, He's got the classically gay male accent. How come there's no known lesbian accent? Do you think there is?
Maybe, because when, like, the gay accent is like when you look at someone and the voice doesn't, well, maybe it does match. Well, okay, what I'm trying to say is the gay male voice is just a man talking in a feminine manner. Yeah. So if a woman talks in a masculine manner.
Do you think
is
it's that
the
simple?
Stereotypical? Mm. Well, I don't know.
But then there's that. There's a whole documentary that says, is the accent a tell?
Mm.
Like, is it sort of like men develop that accent so that it's, you know, a tell?
Yeah.
But then you know those little six-year-old boys that talk like that, and you're like, well, you're just going to be gay.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know.
Yeah. I had a cousin who had a very camp voice from, you know, 2 or 3 years old, as soon as he could speak.
Mm.
You know, where'd he get that from? Not from his parents. So,
yeah.
But then there are those men that you talk to and you're like, well.
Hello.
Hello. And then they're not.
I know.
Very but confusing.
Except that they are. Secretly. That's the other thing. Hey, I'm going to let you go. As much as I love you.
Thank
time
you so
to go.
Much for having me on.
Do check out Into the Groove. It's on the Joy website.
Yes.
But it's also available on iTunes, and it's our most successful iTunes download product, isn't it?
Let's just say that. You know what? I'm going to take it.
Listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.